Okay. This is Pasha. We have the Pasuk of Shomer Yisrael the Shabbos. Last of the Shabbos. Gemara says, this is what Pesukim, part of Pesukim we say, Makid the Shabbos day, and people have different orders of how they say it, whatever, but Meila, what better Pasha to talk about Makid the Shayayim? What's known as Kedusha Rabba. Naran says, Ravada, the Gemara says, Zachzim Shabbos, Shayim Shabbos Lakachai, tells us not only Belial, even Beyayim. However, says Naran, Tzimach the Malma, because if Kedush Beyayim is their Isa, then how is it that we want to make a Bari Prayer Gafin? So, Chiv their Isa, then why on Friday night we have a full lashon? So why b'Shabbos day isn't just Bari Prayer Gafen? Which is cool for why it's called Kedusha Rabba, lashon Saginar. Right, it's a big kiddush. You know, it's really a little kiddush. So Ran says it's only Berachas Hanedin. So he says as far must be only by night rise by the day it should cover yoyim. Odif mekavod Laila. Roch Hacham and Lasa is b'yoyim zeichel kiddush. Zeichel kiddush. I'm by prayer gafen. Nesulai. Shuaschol as kiddush alayla. Ran says as far. That since the whole idea of kiddush b'yoyim is zeichel kiddush, so meila, just since the kiddush b'layla starts with by prayer gafen, the meila, we take the beginning of that. That's how we have the zeichel the Friday night. No. Furthermore, he says, interesting svara, he says, that there's a cloud, we say, Einayim Bashir El Yayin. So he says, Kimish Mavarach Mayayin Tchilish, like the Ashara Sudis, you don't start off the meal with wine, normally. So Mela, Havakain Shvach Vashir El Gdushasa Shal Yayin. So he's showing is, you're doing it for the covet, for the Gdush of the Yayin. So Mela, the brach is, is together of Shira Aliyayin. And Mela, that's so two Nakudas. One is that the Zecher for Kiddush, and therefore, since Kiddush starts with the Baruch Bari Bari Gafen, so that's like I said, within Yadis, it's Yad for Kiddush, that's the Aschola. So Mela, the second Shad is no, that's together of Shira Aliyayin. What? Chazal felt that they wanted to have a zecher, but they also not just by night. Says the Ran though, since the masak in the kiddush though, there's an iser te'ima before kiddush, just like by night. And Zayin said, but the ma'aser the Machlokes Rambam raved about that. The Rambam says mitzvah levarach hayayim b'yayim b'shabbos chayim b'shiyis tzudishnia. That's called kiddush rabba. If the Ram is saying it's Misvara, he's never said such a bad Svara like this in his life. The Ravid has said some, you know. The Ram has said some bad svaras in life. This takes the cake. This is the worst. Ufisha karu kedusha rabba yatzuloi veinu klum because the Gemara calls it kedusha rabba. They call it kedusha rabba. So therefore, the Ram felt that it's taka din kiddush. If it's din kiddush, then it's just a tima.
Do you understand the Rishon Rambam as well?
What? No. Right, there you go again. The Rambam does not hold Zeraisa, and the Raivi doesn't understand Rambam as Zeraisa either. He says, since it's called Kiddush, it's an Issatim. Veina klum, shekaran eskadish, yinach nisos la yayin. See, that's Gufa's Kasha, that Rambam holds Zeraisa, he's saying it's only a banan. No. Maybe. Right, because he goes on to say, v'shadarshu, en el b'layla, b'yom enay, nesmach tehi, v'yikadish b'layla, looks it. Or say at least the Rav is the Lund Ram like you. Say okay. So therefore, so Machlokes, whether the Tima and the Ran says, even the Ran says Lahedi, even though it's Rabbanon, still this is a Tima. It's not telling you that. But maybe Yair is right. It could be that the Rambam is mashma, that's what he understands is the quote of the Rambam. Now, I was just thinking, if he this Rambam, the way he is magdir, the chi of Kiddush b'yayim, so he's magdir chi of Kiddush b'yayim, he says that you should have wine before the second Suda. Right? Mubarak al yayim b'yayim ha-shabbos, koyim shiyasat Suda shniya. So, it sounds like a little bit, I think, the idea in the Rambam of the Kiddush B'yayim is that you should be kaveh the Suda al yayin. Suda shniya. Before the Suda shniya, you should have wine. You should be kaveh the Suda al yayin. And that's the gather of the Kiddush over here. So if he's there, I was declaring people that go to Kiddush after davening. So they come home, they eat the Suda. The question is, if the wife didn't go, they'll make Kiddush again. But if everyone went to the Kiddush, they'll come home, they'll go straight down Maitzi.
The Rosh Yeshiva Paschal is like this, that you can't do that. He makes a second Kiddush.
Okay. So if the Rambam, that is the idea is to be kveh the Suda Shniya al Yayin, since the Maisa, they ate the Suda Shniya with their Suda Shabbos, they should be Mekadosh again. And they have nothing to lose, because Sach HaKol, it's a very prayer goffin. It's not like you have anything, you know, there's no Shiloh, it's to be a brach. Okay, to say, you're not going to Mekadosh HaLacha based on digging the Rambam. But it's just very prayer goffin, it's no big deal. The Maisa though, I was thinking though, the way some people eat by Kiddushim, then Batsam, even though they didn't wash and bench, but they were supposed to wash and bench, because they had plenty of pasta babakistan with the crackers, with the cake, with the rogoloch, with the barekas, the chesvas, and they had the chalent and the kugel and the meats and the liver and the salads and this. So Batsam, they probably should have benched, washed and benched. So therefore, even though they're not washing and benching, say that they're Arayanim. But Maisa, as far as the Suda Shabbos is concerned, could be the Yetz Suda Shabbos. So Mel, if he's there, Batsam, when they sit down to eat the meal, that's really Shal Shuddis. But Shal Shuddis, we're not makben on Kiddush.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
But I'm saying crackers,
I'm not here to give the recipe. I just said, people that do what I describe, even less than that, I'm just, you know, what exactly how much that, I don't have, you know, is it four crackers and three pieces of cake and two breakers and, you know, from the, if they have carved meat over there, you know, I get a real flappish kiddish. Okay.
But it's okay to have shalosh shuddis then?
What?
It's okay to have shalosh shuddis.
No.
Kind of shalosh
shuddis
is often, so. Okay. What's the story why the kiddish has to be by the suit of the davka?
I understood in the Rambam, the idea is that you've been kaveh suud al yayin. It's chashivas to the suud that you've been kaveh suud al yayin. So Mela, if I had wine 2 hours ago by the Kiddush, now I'm coming home and eating my Suda an hour ago, whatever it is, it's not as, the wine that I had there is nothing to do with the Suda. It's not time to have Suda sometime before your wine. You just have wine sometime before your Suda.
Adla Yadva.
Again, you're Yaitz Kiddush Makam Suda. I didn't say you weren't Yaitz Kiddush. Oh, Shanemo, you're Yaitz Kiddush Makam Suda. There's a chiyah that the Kiddush has to have a Suda. Yeah? I'm just saying, though, the way the Rambam says, why do we have Kiddush, is that it should be Yayin before you Suda Shniyah. That you don't have. Okay. So there's no problem. You have Kiddush Makam Suda, but you have Kiddush Makam Suda, but the Rambam says that Suda Shniyah should have Yayin.
Yeah, what's the Svara? Why should you buy the Suda? Or just the day having,
because
having Kiddush? You have a Kiddush the day, the Yayin.
Because the Rambam says, because I understand the Rambam, that this idea of being kaveh suud al yayin. So Mela, it's not what you're saying. The Rambam says it's a ma'ain of kiddush, zeichel kiddush. The Rambam, I think it's a different nekuda. The Rambam says that should have before the suud shniyah. It sounds like it's a idea of being kaveh suud al yayin. Okay, right. Let's move on. The famous shtickle from the Biskarov, which wrote down a few places, that Biskarov is machadish, that by Kedusha Rabbah, everyone has to be tayin. Why? His logic is that since it's after everything said and done, mice is just it's a birchas hananin. No, I should have turned it down. Feed around now. It's a first glance, it's a birchas hananin. The Birch Zananin, So what am I being mighty with? If you're not going to be Nana, so how are you Yaitza Kiddush? You just heard me, make a brachas Nana, what does that do with you? So David Biskarov said that everyone should be mighty. And we do find the Rishayim Taka, they view Taka as brachas Nana, the Ritva, the Mary David, Linyan, do we say Apish Yatza Mighty? They say that even though normally by Kiddush we say Apish Yatza Mighty, you're ready Yaitza Kiddush to your family. By Kedusha Rabba, they say you can't, because the Berchus Nenen. Berchus Nenen, the din is, there's no Arvus in Berchus Nenen. Look, right? So, and I once heard that, that Biskarov once told this when he was young, he was a kid, whatever, he once told this to Reb Chaim, that his aura, that everyone should have to be Nenen, else it's Berchus Nenen. Chaim said, nah, Reb Chaim, you know, after the vek, he said, no one say it, whatever. But then, Mr. Grub noticed that next time he was by a kid, when he was being young to kids, when he didn't make kids himself, he noticed that the Chaim was knocked on the slaw, he was knocked to drink a little bit.
This one was the Kish Alayla is
a Birch Mitzvah. Kish Alayla is different. I'll show you guys. You don't have to be that. Now, the Sternberg writes, you want to tell you, the Iran, that's a gather of Shira al Yayin, it's a gather of, it's an Ein Kiddush, because that's the Aschal of Kiddush. So then you could hear that we're not treating it as a Birchzan. Truly, it's a Birchzanan. Well, Maisa, we're looking at it with Chazal or Kaveyed as a Kiddush. So, Meir, if you for him, you don't have the svar that since it's only Berchus Nenen, then you have to be tired.
Saying the Rambam is also saying Kedusha.
No, what did Rambam say here in the Eisen?
With all these dinners,
and
they need to have specifically.
Well, there's a team is also okay.
And the fact that you need to have wine.
But I understand that. But in the Rambam though, especially if you say like I'm saying, it's a get of Kfiyas Sud Aliyayin. So the whole Yisrael is that they want you to kaveh sud al yayin. So that's the brachas enenin. The brachas enenin. They gave it a Shem Kiddush, so it has dinim. But the Yisraelites, it's precarious. They want you to drink wine. That's the Yisrael. So Rosh Sternberg writes that even the Biskarov never meant it as a ikur din. He meant it as a chumra. So Mela, anyone's meikel committing Yisrael, is certainly not a problem. And I saw there's a lot of other pious commentators as well. Ski Chuvas brought down a bunch of Maram Kaimis here. That the Chalvis Yaakov says that he remembers Ma'olim Leirad Lebron Chasidim Anji Ma'isa Shek Pido Alzeh. And from Zalman in Shmir Shabbos says the Minig is Nati Makbid Bechulu. So the Piskei Chuvas guy said a good svar over here. He wanted Taina. And this is a Haaretz Negei L'Maisa. If the whole problem Biskarov is, you have to be Nana, right? It shouldn't be a Birch Nana. You have to be Nana. So why do you have to be Nana from his cup? The team shouldn't have to be from his cup. If you have wine in front of you, right? Especially to give Ein again Yeshiva. Right? Everyone goes running to get from there. Shabbos day, there's an Indian Friday night that everyone should be tying. Whatever, the Indian. I'm saying, but about this Biskarov, you're just worried about the Biskarov, then you can be tying no problem as the Birchus Nenen aspect. You can be tying from any wine, you can be tying from the wine of the Kiddush. Now, it's also Mavur like that in the Mishnah Berurah, they don't have to be tying on Shabbos day. Because he brings down, certainly not Likuva, right? Because he brings down from Derech Chaim, from the Sivis. That they talk about a different shayla legamri, the guy be'ed halacha that if you make a bracha on yayin, patis shar mashkin. The bracha on yayin, patis shar mashkin. So the Derech Chaim says, let's say there's also a shayla which is very negaya halacha, especially by a kiddush, because you're not watching. And if you ate a kiddush, the question is, you have to make a bracha on the soda. Or should you make a brach on the harem before you make a brach on the soda? So the Nesiva says that if you weren't tayim, you ate the kiddush and you weren't tayim, and now you want to drink shar mashkim, So even though it's lefana b'shas the bracha, doesn't help. Doesn't help because the ma'aseh you didn't drink. Because the ma'ayin that pat the shar mashkim is because the shar mashkim are tafel to the yayin. So if you're not drinking it, then it's not shar tafel. It's mavur in derech chayim that he said, but if you are tayim, right? You don't have to be tayim. He doesn't say you weren't yaitz kiddush. Obviously, yaitz kiddush, right? So zicha take biskrov very seriously and said, you're not yaitz without it. That you see mefarish in the sivis, not like him. Now, there's another chiddush in the derech chayim. The gabe the brachas and birchas and yayin patu shar mashkim, and this the beralacha takes issue with, and that is according to him, it's mashkim if he had a te'ima of yayin. It already passed the shar mashkim, and that the beralacha says bring them the chayadam to the other extreme. Chayadam says that this that shar mashkim is nitfal to yayin is only when you've been kaveh al yayin, right? He says avloy b'shayis of kais echad ashtayim. I mean, it's a purim suda b'kitzer. Yeah, right. Or some hotel meal and sukkahs, you know. Yeah, 9 bucks and 45 barrels of wine, whatever. Nice try. My niece told me. Not be heard. Anyway, kitzer. So then you can then you don't have to make the you don't make brach on shar mashkim. Then you're not drinking shar mashkim. Anyway, I've said it. But so he says even though in the Mishavur you didn't bring down the chayadam. A lot of chayim argue, but he says though, but minimally you have to have a maloy lugmov, at least roy revius you have to drink in order to patur shar mashkim. So he says even though their chayim is mavur to the other extreme, that even a teima less than maloy lugmov. So now he says though you shouldn't rely on their chayim, you should at least have maloy lugmov. And if you had a teima, you didn't have maloy lugmov. So you're a little stuck because you should be chayish of derech chayim, and then if we said you should have someone else be mitzi you in the shakol. Well, like I said, eat something with the shakol and pater the soda or whatever it is that you're drinking. So that is a nekuda which is very important halach lamaisa, which I don't know if people, you know, the kiddush goers are necessarily care or are aware. Now, the big shayla with Kiddush goers, is the on what could you make Kiddush? Can you make Kiddush first of all b'chal on schnapps? If you make Kiddush on schnapps, how much do you have to drink? How much do you have to make Kiddush on? Okay, and how much do you have to drink? But how much you have to drink is less of a problem. Question: can you make it on a schnapps level? It's like this. So first we have to be done whether or not you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Okay? And then whether this is considered Chamar Medina. Now, so it's really problematic. The whole sugya of Chamar Medina is really, really very difficult. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Tes Beis, Mokam She'en Yayin Matsui, Havashaych V'Sharmas Chutz Min Amayim Chamar Medina V'Katshin Olam. It's also Reish Ayin Beis. It says over there that if the Yayin, if you don't have Yayin, then you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Mele Sheikh Vashar Mashkim. Look, Mishabura. It's Mashmud. If it's Yain is Matsui. Yeah? Ain't the Kaddish on Sheikh Vashar Mashkim. Straight up. Right? Now, in Simon Reish Ayin Beis, Mishabura says, that Noigin Lahokal B'Shachris B'Nir Seinu Shayayim B'Yoyker. They make Kiddush on Schnapps. He says, but still, Mitzvah, first of all, it's a Mitzvah and a Mukh Mekaddish on Yain. Number one. Oh, no, they're, I'm sorry, they were talking about Sheikha. So the minig is, since the Nisainu, Yain is B'yoyker, right? The Nisainu, Hayoyim, Yain is not B'yoyker, right? There are Yain that are B'yoyker, yes. But there are definitely plenty choices of wines that are not B'yoyker. And he says, but still, Mitzamukh to B'chash the Yain. Now, Rabbi Schnapps, he writes over there that if it's Chaviv, Yain Sarov, Yochel Kaddish Al B'Yoyim Chatchila, B'Dina Seinu Shuchamar Medina. Again, it could be also going that it's B'Yoyker. Achizahar, he says. Likach kais machzik revias, but lishnais menum loy lug machshu roy revias. You have to drink at least 2 ounces. If we say that Moshe, that's 3.3 ounces of revias, we want to go like the chazanish, then it's even more. But the Mishmur says beferish, you need a cup that's machzik or revias, you have to drink loy lugma. But the Ebony said, B'shas adchak, she'en yoch lishnais loy lugma. Yeah? Ve'ein lo yayin v'shar mashkin. Afil ushtiyas kol mesuv, mitzdar from loy lugma. Like it says in Simreish Ayinalos, if you dalid, that discusses over there that Chathchila the Makadish is supposed to drink Moy Lugma, but the Eved, the Shti of everyone is Mitznarif, the Moy Lugma. So Meila, today, right, that Yain is B'Shefa, Yain is not B'Yiker, it's really, really very schwer to be Mekel on Schnapps. Befrat, some people see them, they make it on banana liquor. I think dafka by Chassidei Tzanz, because the Divrei Chaim used to make Kiddush on banana liquor. So they make Kiddush on banana liquor. But as Avashe Weiss once said, no one drinks banana liquor, only Chassidei Tzanz for Kiddush. The whole banana liquor industry is only for Chassidei Tzanz to make Kiddush on. So you tell me it's Chamar Medina? Would anyone drink banana liquor stam? Like, that's Chamar Medina?
Is there a
Sfarot
to be
Mechalek
between Kiddush and Havdalah, where we know that
Kiddush? Okay, I'm not talking about... Today's share is on Kiddush, not Havdalah. Maybe someday we'll talk about Havdalah. We're on a roll. Now... What? It says Chutz Mayim, so... Mayim is not Chamar Medina, no? So you want.
Right, so banana liquor.
Banana liquor is not mine. But it's not Chamar Medina. It has to be something that people drink it. It has to be Chamar Medina. The Rav Shdiyasa man. That people drink it.
Just Mimai water.
Meaning, even if it's Rav Shdiyasa mayhem, which is the Aleph of Chamar Medina, but if it's water, then not. Because even if everyone is on a health kick and everyone's drinking a lot of water, 12 cups of water a day, still, Rav Shdiyasa mayhem, it's not Chamar Medina. It doesn't mean that anything that's not that was automatically Chamar Medina. Chas v'shalom.
What about soda?
What about soda? Coca-Cola, cafe, vite. That's the heading of the next paragraph. Okay. What about soda? Right? So Chayra, today, what?
Should be like water.
That's the shayla. It's not like water. It's not mamish water. Water is just, it's not chashu b'chal. Soda.
Why
is
tea's red water?
Orange juice is red.
Tea's
red
water, coffee's red water.
Drinks. All drinks. Merka Baskin, that tea and coffee is a commandment. Okay, say it. That's it.
We know it can be. Now, tea can
make a tea and a dollar. Who's going to make a tea? You're being a riot because we know that you could make a dollar. I think that's the fish of Mechaber.
The fish of Mechaber.
No. That what? You make it a day. I don't make it a day. I don't make a dollar on day. What? Grape juice. Grape juice. Can't drink grape juice in the 90s? Okay, again, it's not a shit in the 90s either. It's not a shit in the dolls. That's two strikes against you. Let's go. The Ramesha in the Tshuva says that Mashkoi Shalmine Soda Hen Kemayim Be'alma after Shais and Aysam Gam Besuz Chashuva is Mechabdim Behem. Even though someone will come to your house, you'll offer him a cup of Coke. Yeah. Not super drink, but you'll offer him a cup of Coke. But he says it's like Mayim. Why? So Ramesha's Magdir, right? That has to be, you know, as it is. What do you drink because you're thirsty? Shaisa mayim l'tzmai, right? So also, generally, soft drinks, you drink when you're thirsty. Or you want to make sweet, but you're drinking. Now, the chashivas of a mashka is, that's considered a chash of a mashka, is that when you serve it for company, just be mechaber them. I mean, you'll drink it socially. You're drinking it not because you're thirsty, right? You drink it because, you know, you say together, you're supposed to, okay, so you drink something. You're gonna put out something, right? He says, you know, wine and beer and schnapps, You're not drinking that because you're thirsty. You're drinking that because it's a drink, right? So Mele says, even if you would serve Coke, right? But you would serve, if someone comes to your house and he's thirsty, it's hot outside, the first thing is, he comes to your house, you offer him a cup of water, right? But it doesn't have that chashivas. That's his gather. In order to have chashivas of Chamar Medina, it has to be something that you drink, you serve and you drink it to mechabit someone. So now, Zohar Maisha, even those that are matir, te matok, sweet tea, I guess without sugar it's not chashiv. So then, it says there, the Archa Shulchan quotes, there, Derech Ha'ilam, you're mechabit someone with a cup of tea. Someone, English people certainly understand that, right? Tea and biscuits, So that's for sure. That's the spitz. That's why it was a pashtir. That's Chamar Medina. No, I have. You have to know who you're talking to.
Somebody told me that.
In England, I'm sure they make up dough on tea. Say it. Yeah. Now I understand. So Meili says, some will even milk, whatever. Because you can have it someone with a cup of milk, I don't know. But I think it's called. Now, but soda and stuff, soda and company, that about the you're not mechabit someone, you want to mechabit someone as a chosh of a drink.
What's that company? Orange juice, apple juice, soda?
No, I mean soft drinks. Now, if it's 100%, if it's orange juice, cream cheese orange juice, that's for concentrate, that's like water top. But if it's 100% orange juice, that, or I think Chazanish Kada said, that is Chamar Medina. That's something harsh enough.
They have 100% orange juice.
They even have Golden Flow orange juice now. Huh?
What's that?
With Golden Flow orange juice. You're not a New Yorker, I see.
Golden Flow. No, but
what?
Golden Flow orange juice.
No.
It's very expensive, but they have it.
Tropicana?
Not Tropicana.
The average orange juice.
What? Are we talking about Zappa Share?
the stam orange juice they sell in the Macaulay. That is 100% orange juice?
The expensive ones are 100%.
They'll say.
Okay. Now, see, Zucker Maisha. Zucker Maisha. Why?
Why is that Chamar Medina, if it's 100%? It's still, you don't serve it with our coffee.
I don't know, but 100% orange juice. Maybe. Okay, you're right. The fear of Maisha, I don't know. You're right. The fear of the door of Maisha, maybe not. But the Chazanish, Hashem Chazanish, it said that 100% orange juice comes from Ardina. But you're right. It's a good question. The fear of the door of Maisha, maybe not.
Maybe the
fear of
Chazanish,
he also said. No. Chazanish said 100% orange juice, lafuke soda. Okay, because 100 orange juice, soda is not kosher. 100 orange juice will cost you 28 shekel for 2 liters. Now Yechiel doesn't want to know if they sell it anymore. Okay, now, he says even tea, says in Maisha, only Medeichel Gadol you should be Simech on it. Because even the Aruch HaShulchan said only Medeichel Tchak. Now, quote Mishmur says he can be milk. He can't. Shem Shemesh says the milk not. Tea the Mishmur doesn't discuss. So he says about lechatchil you shouldn't make kiddush on tea. But if you're in play, we have no wine, and all you have is tea. Then b'diavad you can be simech on that and make on tea. So then I guess Mitzray Shabbos Chazayin if. If you don't have grape juice, then you don't think the grape juice is
good. What? Chocolate.
What?
Hot chocolate. You're not
drinking it. Hot chocolate.
You're not drinking it for.
So even better than tea? Hot chocolate is worth. Is it more than tea? You don't drink tea because you're thirsty either. No one drinks hot tea because they're thirsty. Either they drink it because their throat hurts, or they drink it because they're sick, or they drink it because they're English. Okay. I think the. Hot chocolate for an American, even though I'm probably insulting the English people by saying that, is like the tea for English. But the way we would look at it. Now, Ravad Yosef, as well, I'll get Lewis here on board, he comes out, got a pretty stark against tea. more than Rav Moshe. Moshe says b'shas atchak he could. He says that a guy can't drink wine, and he has no, doesn't have wine or beer, so he can't make tea or milk, coffee. Even on mitzhadarim, even on the citrus fruits, juice from citrus fruits.
100%.
He's not machalic. He says, "Lidin nachas zirchamar medina." Therefore, he should be soymach on the abdol he made in shul, or hear abdol from someone else. He says, "Mavdal tei or cafe, harei umachas asach shash is a brachel vatola, but also lanes achrov ame." He's pretty intense on this one. But Lamaisa, we saw Maisha at least said Bishas Trachikud. And I found there are other Paiskim, and also certainly Bishas Trachikud, a guy can't drink wine, and a lot of Paiskim are matter tea and coffee.
Is it Shach?
Even if they're not English, what?
Is it Shach for more than one thing to be Roshish the Osam Bohem? We've discussed like 15 different things here. It's really
Shach. I don't know if it means Mamish, Roiv, 51%. It means that that's something that you know people drink.
That's saying they used to not drink water because of all the dangerous things in the water. They used to have lots of weather,
okay,
real weather, but just stuff like orange juice and stuff like that. That's
could
like,
be.
That's as hard to say. There's roshisi or something. Even beer.
You're right. Today it's not roshisi or something.
No one's saying it's lechafim.
And schnapps also. Certainly, hopefully, most places, not really, if you ask me, man.
Russian.
What? And I mean, Russia, tacos, snaps, is it? Lichra, vodka, is not really, if you ask me. Rav Sternbuch, Tain is a fakir. He wants to tie in a chidi, he wants to tie the bizman is there. The tea and coffee is more chamar medin, even than yayin. Right? It was today, if someone comes to your house, you can mechabit him with a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. You're not going to have them with a cup of wine.
But this question right? Is wine is not al sama medina.
No, right. Wine doesn't need, but beer, whatever, right? So, beer. You can order beer. No, wine is wine. That's right. Saying, but no, because he had a Rambam's mash with the kids, and Rambam has to do with they drank wine a lot. But anyway, further, we brings down the Pirin Biskarov that he says this, that some people say Pirin Biskarov has to be. Even if Chmar Medina has to be like beer, which is B'shaker. Mainly one time they have the black beer, that nasty stuff, the Mirash Chora, the Nesher stuff, which it's still find it in some, old Makolets or whatever. But then he said that it would be a problem. He says it's not true. That he says what he heard from his brother-in-law, Abdovit Salvechik, that they said Tzairich, His father told people to make Havdalah on tea and coffee. It's not Meshaker. So Mela, so he says, he wants to tell you that tea and coffee is better than beer even. Because it's good for your svar that people, don't just drink beer, regularly. Maybe some Shiva guys, I don't know, but, and also Tzitzel Yezer is not in this. He also comes out that means that a whole bunch of people, G'daylim, that were Simach on tea and coffee. Mele says, Avada, he calls her Maisha, the Maisha make up Shazat Chag says, Avada, something that's hard for them because of their health. It's not good for them to drink wine. It's interesting, he doesn't say some guy despises wine. That I wasn't sure. The guy that hates wine, is there enough of a reason? He doesn't say. He says, if something that's not good for their health, or he doesn't have it, then Avada, they can make on tea.
Instead of making it on grape juice?
No, grape juice is certainly better. Grape juice is better than yayin. Sure, grape juice is better.
Sure.
Grape juice is not medina. Grape juice is yayin. Let's say he can't drink grape juice or wine, whatever. Oh my God. He doesn't have. It's an azir. He doesn't have, whatever. So that's one nekuda of making kiddush on schnapps, that the broad question, can you make kiddush on chamar medina? Befrat, when yayin is matzi, it's not b'yayker, where sinu l'chatchili, you shouldn't do it. Sinu l'chatchili, you shouldn't do it. Now, even though, we'll see later, there's a lot of big rebbes didn't make kiddush on schnapps, but
I guess Rosh Weiss once said that even though he's a Tzanz Chassid, he's a Tzanz Chassid, but he said he doesn't make Kiddush on schnapps. He says, you know, he's not machshim himself so much. He thinks that the Divrei Chaim is going to have tainus on him. The Lachem Ev Esrim, they make Kiddush on banana liquor. So he himself doesn't. So anyway, now what about reviews? The Mishmur said you need reviews. So where does this chmida come from to make it on a shot glass? So the Velt says that it's the Simich, the minig Simich on the Taz. Because the Machaik is going to run in the Taz. If a person drinks schnapps less than a reviews, does he make a bracha achrayna? Normally, they say in Shulchan Aruch, you drink less than a reviews, you don't make a bracha achrayna. I mean, guys, by shti, it's a shayla whether it's kazayas or reviews. That's why chachilu should never drink between a kazayas and a reviews. Okay, because you bring yourself into that shayla. So, and that you're going to have here anyway. But the Taz says that even though he says you need a shear. But since the derech, the drink schnapps, is less than a reviz, you don't drink. You drink a shot. So then, therefore, since the derech is drink less, then the shear is less.
Don't we say the difference here by tea and coffee? That because you drink it very slowly.
We're gonna get the tea and coffee. That's for sure. It brings a raya. We got beberia, beis yosef, that. Somebody's derech to eat it with the pit, then it's considered a bury with the pit. So you see, it's okay. So you go about derech oil. Okay, the raya is not such a great raya. Oh, but then he means that Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos says the Gemara is talking about all the different shiurim for gabe haitzah. In other words, the side over there is the shear has to be a minimal shear of the that there's a usage of that object. That's the shear of Haitzah. So Gemara says, what's the share of Yayin? So the share of Yayin, it says, is a quarter of a revius. It says, Yayin kedei meziga. What does that mean? That it's a quarter of a revius, and in those days, the meziga was three to one water to Yayin. So Mela, if you have a quarter of a revius of Yayin, that could be made into a revius of Yayin. And therefore, that's chashivas. That's non-watered down wine, right? That's the shir. So he says, what in the gabe schnapps, since the derech is drink only a little bit. So meila, again, you see that even though you don't have revius, there it is, but it's concentrated. So what you imagine he throws in over there, he says over here also, if you have the, you know, if you add water to it, it would become a revius. Which doesn't make any sense because no one waters down schnapps. Right? That's like totally not, you know, it's wine, it's strong wine, that was a concept. The Gemara, time of Gemara, he did meziga. Today we don't do that because there's a lot of water in the wine. But we don't our wines aren't that strong, so we don't do meziga. But there's a concept of meziga. There's a concept of you add water to wine. That's made the wine taste better because till then it was too sharp, right? But no one waters down schnapps. Like, it defeats the whole purpose. So Mela, what Taz says over here that the tushtel to yayin mechayer is a very shmacha tushtel. Now, the Taz ends off.
Do you have
a little? No, a shot. Sure not. It's at least 2 ounces. You know, the revius is in the Moshe 3.3 or 2.9, the smallest share of Moshe. Okay, so then it's an ounce and a half. Okay, a big shot glass maybe. But there, you don't have a little bit more. If it's depending on the shot glass, some people take a half a cup of schnapps too. Okay, I'm not talking about that. Now he also says the Maisa. Hooray, he throws it as a tziruf. There are some people that say you don't need a revius of Bnei Fashas, kazayis is enough. Okay? So therefore, I use that as a tziruf, which might be a getas as well, we'll see in a second. The Magen Avraham Kiddu argues. The Magen Avraham says, no, the shir is a shir. The shir needs a revius. Even though the derech is to eat less. And that's how the Mishvura paskins. And Kuf Tzadi Yedalid. Oyde Skimu, the Ein Chilik Ben Shar Mashkin Ben Yayin Sarav. Api the Yayin Sarav Miyashiv. The Yayin Sarav Miyas Vedayte, the Inish, the Pachas Mirabiyas. Loi Chilku Vachome Bishi Urion, Ud Loike Taz, Lekamon Simon Reish Yud. So the Hachra of the Mishabura is like most Achlaim, he said, they're arguing it. So now, so, Loim Ibarith in the Magen Avram and the Mishabura, then you can't use Schnapps Glazel for Kiddush, because you need Revias. Even if you overcome the Chamar Medina problem, we need Revias. Even if you need a Taz. So first of all, the Taz not necessarily is going to work over here, because the Taz does use as a tziruf the shittas that hold that for ben fasha is you can have a kazayas, right? And that's a din of ben fasha. No one says lefi that shita because that's the shirish. There's no difference in shirah chil and shirah shtir. The shirah is a kazayas. But for kais that you need revias. Even lefi the rishonim that hold that the shir l'gavi bracha chayin is a kazayas, but avada kais needs revias. That is no question. No one says that kais. A kais shabracha can have a kazayis lefido shitis. The only shot is because your schnapps is different. Now, to mail it also, it's possible, I'm still not sure about it, but leave your emily that perhaps even the Taz would be made look at a kiddush, even look at a bracha chreina, you're severe from it, so therefore you can make a bracha chreina. I don't know necessarily that look at a kiddush, the Taz would hold that that's enough for Gabi Kiddush. Back upon him, that is another problem with Gabi the Shir. So we have a Taz maybe to rely on, but there's so many sheet, it's not like that. So it's really a Shvach HaHeter to be Saimuch to make Kiddush on a Schnapps Glazel. Yeah.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, are you in chalas between Shai Mashkim and wine that's not watered down?
What do you mean?
You drink not watered down wine.
It's got to be what? It's got to be bracha chayna?
Yes.
No. How do you not? You need even non-watered down. If you drink wine that's not diluted, you have to drink revias anyway. With English word, it's no different. What? It's too strong. You don't get well. I don't know. Whatever. You can't all be done. Now, Ritzi Pesach in the Har Tzvi Shalos Shubis. So the Shoyol, he was asked the Shoyol. The Shoyol brings out Pim Begodim, which may be mashma a little bit, that he's willing to bring the Taz in into this debate. But the Shoyol wanted to say, and this is Lewis's point before, that he wanted to slug up the Pim Begodim and the Taz based on the Mishnah Melech. Famous Mishnah Melech that is done. Look, a person drinks coffee or tea, drinks it derech, is drinking slow and hot tea, so he's not drinking a revias, b'chdei, shtias revias. Because the machoik is whether the shir of a revias is b'chdei, shtias revias, or b'chdei achilas pras. Like by achilas, filling b'chdei achilas pras, the machoik is it's gimel or dalet beitzim. Shtias revias is drink it in two gulps. But tea, you sip it, and you end up drinking. You don't drink a revias, b'chdei, certainly not b'chdei shtias revias, and depending on the shittas, maybe not even the achilas pras. So the Mishnah Melech says that so that those it means down some want to say that people still make a bracha chayna, and the Mishnah Melech shlugs that he argues based on the Rambam. It's very interesting. The Rambam is. So you have to know Kaltar Kula before you can say anything. The Rambam, in the end of Shar Avas HaToma, Rambam says, which is based on the Gemara, that Isha, who's Tamei, and she nurses her baby, so the baby is Tar. Why? She's a Rishon. Why? Even if the baby was Yainik or Avias, but chances are that the baby's unique is between the behefsik of Kedei Achilas Pras. between the beginning of the before the baby actually is yoni kahol revius. So meila is not called that the baby drank. The meila it doesn't come tummy. Forget about the tumah aspect of it. Why that's then it's like that. Let's just accept that for now. So meila zok the mishnah melech. Zok the mishnah melech. You see that shtia, even though the derech of the tinoik is to drink it slow. That's the derech of yenika. Still, we don't say that it's mitzarev. It's a gorgeous riot. Meila who adin hati? Who adin hati?
You can't say that's not normal shtia.
The Ramban's, it's not called normal. Why the normal? But the Ramban's told my Raviyah, Ramban's discussing in terms of Shtiyah.
And he says Kedechil
because maybe the Ramban holds that Shtiyah is following Kedechil is Pras. I thought it's because showing whether Shtiyah is following Kedechil is Pras.
So the baby over there is different because there is not normal
Shtiyah.
And the baby's whole.
Again, but it would be the same thing though. But even it's Achila, but what's the difference? But you see, but it's Achila, it's done slowly. What's the difference? It's not the nafka shtia. Anything, what's the story of that shita? That's a derech, then the shir is accordingly. Yeah, you got a question? Now, on the other hand, and this is a very, very important milchus chinuch and shin yud gimel. In L'chayra, he has a very stark araya from the Gemara and Sukkah. That in the Gemara and Sukkah it's k'mat mavur lahedya that the shir of k'nei chichil is pras and chare the shir of shtir zervias all the shir of all these things is taloi in it each food kafi what it is even though at first glance you might think this arrived in the Gemara poof, okay? But what am I talking about? The Gemara there says Pasuk says, Eretz Chid Nisayra V'chulu. Where it says, every single, all the Zayiminim are there l'shir. What?
We saw this in
Erev? We saw this in Erev, yeah. It's also Gemara in Erev, correct. We didn't discuss it then, I think, right? So, the Gemara says, Chita. What's the shir of Chita? The Gemara says, L'inyin Beis HaMenuga. Which Allah is, that if someone goes into a Beis HaMenuga, so then, if he was there, Bechdei Achilas Pras, he waited Bechdei Achilas Pras, then his begadim are tame, that he's wearing. Right? So Gemara says, what's Bechdei Achilas Pras? Pas Chita. And Rashi says, because Pas Chita is a softer bread than Pas Sairim. So the amount of time it takes to eat Gimel or Dal Beitzim of Challah, right? Nice fresh Challah. Water challah, not water challah, and that's the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras or Beis HaMenuga. That's where it says chita, right? Now, Zot Nimechus Chinuch, Harei the Gemara is saying this that chita was said le'inyi Beis HaMenuga, right? Le'inyi Beis HaMenuga. That's called Kedei Achilas Pras. Mashma that le'inyi and everything else, le'inyi the l'gabein kezayis with the Kedei Achilas Pras of L'gabi bracha or l'gabi iser, you have to eat the meat. Then the veil of k'dei achilas pras on michayim, right? Because that's k'dei achilas pras. Then it's tolling each food. So how long it would take to eat gimel dal beitzim of meat if you eat it? Because that's in that time. Then you wash your food. Then you're okay.
Just because
the
Gemara doesn't say
stam. Yeah, why didn't you just say that's the shit of everything? That's the general shir. All the pious give between 3 and 9 minutes. Yeah? You have a shir. 3, 4, 4.5. Chazam Tzchayvah says 9. Give me one general shir for all foods. It says Mechzinoch, the Gemara's Mash Meno. The Inya, Beis HaMenuga, that's where it's Negev, Chachito. And if everything else, Tali, in the food, Kishalatzmai. So, Mele, Moshel, Benegev Pesach, right? Everyone's stuffing their face with matzah. Right? It doesn't make any sense, I mean, according to this. Because whatever you decide your share is a kazayas. Okay, I don't care. Whatever you decide, that is your kazayas, right? Now, if you sit there and eat it normally, like a man, unless you want to swallow it in one shot, which is whatever. It's not a zinyan, without that. But if a person's not doing that, by definition, if he's eating it straight, right? So the kazayas is kadechavaz gimel dal beitzim, yeah? Which is which is at least, yeah, six to eight kazesim, right? So that means the amount of time it takes you to eat six or eight times what you're eating, yeah, that's a chayachilas pras, right? Anyway, so that's the mechzchinuch, and l'fizeh, he brings down the Mishnah Melech, and he says, fakar, he's mastik those gedolim that said that drinking coffee and tea, if you drink it slowly, you could drink, you still have to make a bracha, even though, which the shir gedei shtir serviz, v'nechilis pras, the shtir shtir is longer. So Meili says, they're right, because we see from the Gemara that the shir of v'nechilis pras is totally each food kishalatzmai, and he explains that otherwise, if there's an objective shir, Hakim Chazal didn't tell us that shir. Okay, it's not muchach, the kasha, yeah? But he says, but according to him, it's good, because you'd need a book from the size of you know, bigger than a Manhattan telephone book, you know, to tell you what you call it. Every single food. Elamai, Chazal can do it, because it's telling each person each food. So therefore, we don't find it. Now, okay, it's a tali other bainini, in the Chazal said. It's tali other bainini. Sorry, Shem is not tali you, it's tali other bainini, right? One second, it's tali other bainini, but it's tali in each food. So the list of food will be impossible. Chazal can't do that. But if it's an objective shir, 3 to 9 minutes, Chazal could have said. Chazal could have made the same cheshvin that all the Achraim that made the cheshvin when they decided how much the shir chilin.
So at this point, most people will be mad to it.
What?
At this point, most people.
No, because you also eat matzah the rest of Pesach. And the rest of Pesach, you don't eat the matzah. So what's chaveh is the way people eat matzah generally, not the way you stuff your face, let us say. Now, okay, so the Aratzvi wanted the Bimchagim and the Mishnah, whatever. But Akhapanim, that's an important issue. That is Mishnah is a very, very important halacha. And therefore, you know, again, there are Gedolei Achronim, some sefer that gave shurim, but in my eyes, it's really not pasha b'chalam. The pashta should be that it's totally in every food by itself. Now, so it's very shver to say that it's totally, you know, you can take it like a taz, b'simchan taz, and take a schnapps puzzle. So therefore, it's certainly minaroi, you know, unless that's your minug, you know, bedam, your hasid sans zachasid, that, you know, that I don't see anyone here with the sans a hat. So then, you know, it's certainly not right. It's certainly not right. Mamish, it's certainly not right. Vagam idachi is a judge, just not to, you know, make them kulam mamish time in the Mishnah. So, but there is a marsham that people quote. That he was meyid Masham, the Jean Rav, Sana Torah. He brings down that they were meyid in front of him, Talmud Chacham Zokim, that he was by the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, and he told people, he told his Talmidim to Mekadesh on schnapps in a small cup. You don't need a cup. Bagam Shoyl in front of Yain Al Shulchan. He had a bottle of water table. He tells Chassid, no, the Mekadesh on a schnapps.
That's the
Rav Shitzer. Okay. What else do you know about the Rav Shitzer? That's Mafian the Rav Shitzer? That's characteristic of the Rav Shitzer? Okay, I'm not familiar. We'll have to get a shir afterwards in the history of Rav Shitzer over here. Okay, so he's going to start making Kiddush on a schnapps glass now, because he's a Rav Shitzer chassid over here. I agree. Naming's down from the Gona Chosid Kaminka, who may never heard of. Have you heard of? Okay. And then they said they all the time on the Taz. And he brings down also from Lublin Rebbe, the Chazim from Lublin, the Chayzer from Lublin, I assume the Rav HaKadosh from Lublin, I assume it's the Chayzer from Lublin, that he was also G'dayim Lissach Leim Kiddush Hayayim Tzolun Rabbanon Dafka V'yayim V'shecher Dinan Shirkas. Well, we'll skip there. There's another discussion. Moshe has a child by Kiddush, by a woman. He has a Kiddush for Moshe. Moshe is Chadish. A woman, L'chaira, a married woman, that she eats before davening, she doesn't have to, she doesn't have to make Kiddush. Moshe has a Kiddush that, he's the first one. This is the woman keeping for davening. So there's some on the Magen Avraham that they daven quick tefillah. He writes the tefillah with that. Moshe is not so keen on that. But kids, someone that a woman that's lighting before davening, let's say. So then she doesn't make kiddush. He says mechadesh. He says because since the halacha is because what's kaveh chiyuv kiddush totally in his manas suda. Male since she has to wait for her husband. So Meila Khiv Su is not chal until the Khiv Kish not chal until Zman Asud. Zman Asud is only after her husband finishes davening. So Meila, if it's before that, she can make she could be eat without Kiddush. That's a Kiddush of Moshe. But so if he's there, God, if someone sent me an email, I want to know that that's for only applies to a married woman, but a single girl, L'chayr not. She's not Moshe, but a woman with her husband, single or not. So, in this week's parasha, we have Chet of Ego. There's something very unique about the Chet of Ego that you don't find by other areas. It's really a question. Because that Chazal, the Pasuk says, Soru Maher Minaderech. Shmuel tells Moshe to go down, like Raid. So the question is, how'd that happen? What do you mean, so marmen adarach? Rabbi Chazal tells us, kachi darke shel yeitzer, hayem asay kach, mocher asay kach, the yeitzer hara in his understanding, deep understanding of human nature, he knows you can't just get a guy to be over averes chamuras, just, you know, the snap of a finger. He breaks in slowly. First you do this, first you look over here, and then you look over there, and then you go over there, and he has a Seder Advarim. He has a Sekach, Masekach, and then a Saif to the Torah of Menorah. So it's the process. It's the process over here, normally. So what's the pshat? Chazal say, they went Me'igur Ramah, Bir Tachtas, right? They went from the highest mountain, they went, Mamash, boom, they plummeted to the depths. How'd that happen? How'd that happen? How did Yitzhara, how is he able to accomplish this feat of that the Shmisara Marmadarach, which is not the normal way of the way the Yitzhara works? So there's a tremendous Yisoid, which is a tremendous Yisoid. If you think about it, it's so absolute true, and you have to internalize this Yisoid. If you know the Yisoid, at least maybe you could protect yourself. And that is, Rav Chaim Shlomo Levitz has a Yisoid. The answer is that because there was a bilbul, and they were confused, and they lost their equilibrium. They lost the equilibrium. Why? Because the Satan made all things. Moshe was supposed to come down. Moshe wasn't there, and Satan made the Musa, the Mita, and the Shemayim, and they got confused. They lost their equilibrium. They didn't know what to do. What are they supposed to do now? Moshe's gone. There's no manna. What happens now? They were at loss. They were confused. They don't do themselves. Once you're in a state of confusion, once you lose your equilibrium, you don't have your head on your shoulders, and you're all tzuhutchkit, you don't know what to do with yourself. So then the Yetzer Hara could get in there and he could go me bira Rama ad shal tachdis. In 1 second. Because if a person loses equilibrium and he's confused, he doesn't know, he doesn't know doing himself, then he's vulnerable. And once you're vulnerable, the Yetzer Hara could get you. He brings down over there, he says, that's what happened by Arpa. Arpa, well, she wanted to go with Naomi Rus, right? At the end, Naomi convinced, was trying to convince her they shouldn't come. Rus, sorry, come, I'm not. Chazal tell us, she had a thing what she did that night. Right, with 300 people, with dogs, it's a shekel thing. She was on some Ramah. She wanted to come, she wanted to give up everything and go to Eretz Yisrael, which was in a terrible state at that point. There was a famine, there was nothing. You see the father, you know, the end of the story, there was nothing. Right? And she was willing to do it. Right? Okay, she got herself convinced out of it, but she was willing to do it. She obviously wasn't the dagger of Rus, but she wasn't a garnish, she wasn't a nothing. So how'd that happen? LMI, that is, because she realized afterwards, what did she do? Once they left, what did she do? She gave it all up. So she was in a state of confusion. Then the Eight Sahara could take you from the highest high to the lowest low. He brings down the unbelievable Taich, by Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel HaNavi comes to tell him that he's losing his Melucha. Right? David, because he messed up with the Maisa of Agag, he blew it, so the kingdom is being taken away from Shaul, and David HaMelech, L'recha Tayyib Imenu, David HaMelech is going to get the Melucha. So what happens? It's in Naftar, what Shaul says, you know what? They were going to go there, and there was some type of public carbon over there, I forgot what it was, that you should come with me. That was Shmuel. It was the last time. You should come with me, stand next to me by this tekis, whatever it was, this, you know, you should be with me. So what do you want? Like one last fling, you know, he's losing his melucha, right? You know, okay, I want like one last ceremony. I'll be sitting there with my royal garments and my keter and my crown, you know, and Shmuel will be there, like the good old days, you know, like one last fling. That's what he wanted. Shaul HaMelech was Meshich Melamayla. Shaul HaMelech wasn't a simple person. Meshich Melamayla. The Gemara says that the pasuk says that he was Shaul HaMelech was not stam. So what kind of game is this? Said Chayshal, unbelievable insight. What do you want? Because he knew that if he would leave in disgrace, then who knows what can happen to him? Because if he'll lose his equilibrium, he'll be confused. He won't know what's happening with himself. Who knows? Who knows what avarice he could do in such a matzah? So therefore, Shaul felt that he had, for his own self esteem, that he should go out bekoved. He's losing his malchus, but he should go out bekoved. He should go out with his head held up high. He's not running out with his tail between his legs and in disgrace. You know, he's losing his malchus. But he wanted that one last time that Shmuel should come next to him and he should have that covered. Not because he wanted it covered. He should have the cover of the malchus that when he leaves, he shouldn't have a terrible nefila. That's the insight. The insight is that if a person is in a bad state, so then the normal of Hayem HaSeikach, Hayem Mokha HaSeikach, Yetzirah doesn't need all that. He goes straight for the jugular. In one second, he can get you to do whatever he wants. I remember, you know, a long, long time ago, a guy wasn't even my share. I was having a problem with chavrusa. It wasn't working out. This, that. Of course, he wanted and get. You know, so he kind of tells me, you know, I'm going to town. Yeah. Well, because it didn't work out with chavrusa. He's going to town. My kasher, right? Hein hein advarim. Hein hein advarim. He was in a bad state. Things weren't working out. Chavrusa, he wanted to get. He didn't get. He was in a bad state. Oh, you know, I'm going to town. Right. But the truth of the matter is, That's the Metzias. That's Mamish the Metzias. That's not. Actually, I remember once told this Zavar to David Lovi. He told me that with this Taka, he had a cousin that became very stark. He was from a more modern family. He became very stark. I remember we used to come along with David Lovi on Shabbos. We used to like 6 hours straight Shabbos afternoon. It was crazy. And Maisa, he went over there with this guy. Right? So David told me his father was very bothered. It makes sense. The guy that hastened the town of Tyre, he was into it, and he was, how could, what's Chad? So then, so Chad is, was this guy, he broke his shidduch. He was engaged, and then I guess the girl decided no. So then, that's what happened. So he said, Pshat is, that's Pshat is Chaim Shmulevitz. That Pshat is, he lost his equilibrium. He got confused. You know, once he was in a bad state, then he was vulnerable, and we go from the highest, the high, to the lowest. That's the insight. So it's important to know this, because something, you know, not always does everything go great for you in life. There are plenty of times where things aren't going the way you want them to go. So a person has to realize that then he's vulnerable. And he has to make sure, you know, at least knowing it is half the battle. At least knowing your enemy, knowing what you're up against is at least half the battle. You know what you have to worry, you don't have to worry about it. But you know that you're vulnerable. If you know that you're vulnerable, you could take precautions to make sure that the Eitz Hara doesn't come in, and that there should be a darga of sorrow, marim, and death.